Good afternoon and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's a humid day in South Carolina. I was up sometime before 8 o'clock doing yard work, and it was 93% out there. Just insane. But, you know, that is South Carolina, and we love it. That's why we have actually four seasons here. You'll get used to the summertime humidity, you know, like we all do. Look, there's a lot going on in Spartanburg, and I'm joined by Michael Silverman, who is the local hiker, and also they have the ice cream shop. You guys are busy over there today, Michael.
Man, what are you talking about?
I know you're at the ice cream shop, and your wife's over at the local hiker. I know that much.
That's correct. Actually, I scooted down here into the office because it's a little bit quieter down here at the local hiker in the back of the building that it is down at that ice cream shop. Is, you know, when you got that many kids and people eating ice cream, it's chaos 24/7.
It is. But y'all, you look at Spring Fling today. You guys have sales on through the store. You've got, the Get Out More tour is coming. You've got the challenge, the local hiker outdoor challenge going on. And you also got the ice cream shop. So start where you want to start.
Yeah. So we'll touch base with the ice cream shop. Of course,
sure.
City Scoops hasn't hit a year yet. It'll be a year come July. Super popular. Spartanburg's taken in real well. And you know, like always, we appreciate the support. And everybody in Spartanburg and the surrounding areas is really excited about all the growth and all the stuff that's coming to downtown. And we're just proud to be part of it. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the ice cream doesn't get any better. It's shipped out of Madison, Wisconsin. It's rich, it's creamy, and if you want nutrition, eat carrots. So, it's okay to indulge every once in a while, right?
Just
have a little bit of discipline, that's all.
Well, I mean, if you go to the ice cream shop, get ice cream, then walk downtown, you know, walk in the local hiker, walk around a little bit, you're at least evening things out.
Yeah, do a little urban hiking while you're eating some ice cream.
There you go.
But we'll move on to the local hiker.
Yes.
Today's another busy day. Of course, we have Backline Bluegrass in here till 5 p.m. tonight. They're playing live, one of an award-winning South Carolina bluegrass bands, right here in the shop till 5 p.m. tonight. And, of course, the sales are ridiculous. All the yep. fall and winter items from last year, Columbia, Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, are all 60% off. And of course there's other sales throughout the store. You'd be crazy to miss it. It'll carry through tomorrow.
Okay.
We're usually not open on Sundays, but we'll probably do a 1-to-5 thing depending on foot traffic, of course. And then of course Backpacker Magazine.
Yeah.
So Backpacker Magazine jumps into about 62 stores in the country.
Yes.
This is the whole country, and there are shops like mine all over this country, and we're
right.
so blessed and thankful to have them come into the state of South Carolina. They only make two stops here and only one in the upstate, and we're it.
Yep.
And of course, we're going to partner with the Palmetto Conservation Foundation. We'll be up here with Backpacker Magazine. We'll be doing samples of R.J. Rocker's Palmetto Trail Pale Ale along with that because, you know, when you buy that beer – some of the funds goes to the PCF, which helps build the trail.
That's right.
So we'll be doing samples of that out there. And then Backpacker Magazine, talking about the 10 essentials of the 2017 gear guide.
Okay.
It's just giveaways and great information, great place to socialize with other people of the like that are outdoorsy, just love the outdoors, hiking, biking, camping, who cares? You know, we all just love being out there.
That's it.
And then, of course, we've got the Local Hiker Challenge. Now, this is year two. So the year one, we had 11 teams. We're going to cap it out at 25, and
okay.
we feel comfortable at 25 teams. Registration will open May 1st. I'll put the form on the webpage, and that's www.thelocalhiker.com. So the Local Hiker Outdoor Challenge is held at Camp Cross here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And it's 25 two-person teams. Five events. Now, these events, I'm not going to tell you what the events are because then people are going to warm up to it.
Right.
And somebody's going to come out there and blaze a trail, and we don't want that. We want the competition to be healthy. So
right.
if you're comfortable in your outdoor skills, man, if you are ready for something like that, then come out and give it a try. I already know teams that were in it last year that are chomping at the bit for registration when it opens this year. So everybody had a great time. I cook a little bit of lunch afterwards. Last year we just did burgers and hot dogs, and it's just a good time overall. It's set for October 7th. It's at Camp Croft, and like I said, you can come in the shop. you can print out the registration form online, and it's two-person teams, man. And we're super excited. We've had a huge ton of support from all of our reps and the brands that we carry. So the top three prize packs, once again, are fantastic. We're talking full backpacks for team one, to include a Kelty tents, a Kelty, one man tents, a Kelty sleeping bag for, it'll probably be a 15 degree cosmic down. Ooh. And then we've got Deuter backpack. Oh man, the prize packs are amazing.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, man, the brands that we work with and the reps that support us just do a great job. And once again, Spartanburg's done a great job supporting the shop, and this is why we can do these kind of things. And we're just excited to have it here. We're hoping it'll get so big that it'll be one of the footprint things in the upstate.
Well, I hope it is too for you, Michael. I know I've appreciated getting to know you, and I appreciate you coming on doing these little spots with us. We're gonna, we talked earlier, we're gonna do a, kind of like a backpacking must-haves here shortly for those of you who want to get involved in hiking, from anything from just day packing to weekend trips. And I'm looking forward to doing that with you too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anytime, man. You guys are fantastic for us, and we appreciate you having us on here. And anytime you guys want me on here, and we'll talk about backpacking and, maybe a little bit of first aid stuff or whatever you guys want to cover, man. I just want people to go out in the woods and have a good time and do it safely.
That's exactly right. Well, Michael, run back to the ice cream shop. I hope a lot of people get out there to Spring Fling, walk in the ice cream shop, get some ice cream, stop in the store, get you a good deal on some winter closeout stuff, and we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, there you go. He's a busy fella, but, you got Spring Fling going on. The ice cream is good. The sales in the store is good. So I hope you get out and support these local businesses. Michael has got a lot of experience in hiking and the outdoors, and his wife does too, and both of them are very nice. You go in there, make sure you introduce yourself, tell them where you heard it, and listen for more of Michael Silver and the local hiker on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Well, let's see. My name is Roger Metz. I guess I say that most of you know who I am anyway. Humidity. Got that off. Oh, yesterday I had the privilege of being out on Lake Hartwell with a young man from the University of South Carolina fishing team, Austin Bradbury. We were supposed to be pre-fishing for a tournament that was going to happen today, but we postponed that tournament till June the 3rd. That's the Hooked on Hope Cancer Benefit Tournament. I think postponing it will help everything and everybody involved, including the cancer charities, Georgia Ovarian Cancer Society, Cancer Association of Anderson. But, man, we had a good time. It was kind of bizarre. It was kind of foggy yesterday morning up here in the upstate. Well, I got down to Lake Hartwell. It wasn't any fog at all. Got on the water, started fishing, and the fog rolled in. And I mean, for probably 2 hours, you did not hear a boat running on Lake Hartwell because you couldn't see more than about 30 yards. So, but it was good. We caught fish yesterday. We caught, I think I wrote them down here. We caught fish on topwater plugs. We caught fish drop shotting. We caught them on flukes. We caught them on swim baits. We caught them on crank baits and caught them on whacking worms, which is fast becoming my favorite way to fish. I don't know what it is. It's just fun, slinging a worm underneath a dock and watching it skip like a stone back into the shadows. And we were fishing a little dirty water yesterday. And so you couldn't see the worm drop. Normally clear water, I can see it dropping underneath the dock because of the shade. But couldn't see it yesterday. And so it was all feel. And I think I caught four or five off of docks, probably missed two or three more, and just had a ball doing it. But, it kept catching me off guard because every time I would ask him a question or say something, it would be, yes, sir. And that is something that I have noticed with all these kids that are involved in fishing, hunting, like sporting clays, shoots that I go to, any of these youth events, NASP, the archery program, they're all polite kids. So parents, if you got your kids involved in the outdoor stuff, you're doing something right because Brad Bear's no exception here. Had a great time with Austin yesterday. Look forward to doing it again. Hang on through the break. We're going to run through some calendar events, and then I've got a segment with South Carolina Air National Guard. Hang on for more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's another busy show today. Keep up. And since we had a kind of a calendar of events in the first one, we're going to continue the calendar of events of things you can do around the state. It's just a place to start. A few things to throw out there to you. Some may fit, some may not. But it'll give you an idea of something that you might could go on and find for yourself that's more in line with what you like to do. So this calendar of events, as always, is brought to you by Visit Anderson and Green Pond Landing and Event Center. The project host, boy, I had an early lunch today. It's probably not the best thing to start off with, knowing that Henry's Barbecue is like 290 yards that way. Project host, barbecue, cook-off, and festival presented by Cannon Roofing is going to take place 320 South Hudson Street, Greenville, South Carolina. Free parking on Friday and Saturday, May 5th and 6th. 6 to 10 p.m. Friday is Best Wings Ever Contest. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday is the barbecue tasting. Barbecue tasting is 11 to 2. Awards at 3 p.m. Live music, food, games, fun for the whole family. And it says here, Friday night headliner Craig Sorrell's project at 6 p.m. So, hey, Swamp Rabbit, Railroad, 12 minutes. Oh, they got music on Saturday, too. Brookdale Trio at 11 a.m., Swamp Rabbit Railroad at 12, and Brooks Dixon at 1:30. All for a good cause, project host. Hope if you get out of I found this on Mike Horn, who is one of the judges with the South Carolina Barbecue Association. So get that out there. If you want to go eat some barbecue, that's May 5th and 6th. If you want to get out there and contribute to a great cause, and we've had Jim on the show several times, and try to bring up the Harry Hampton National, the Harry Hampton Memorial Wildlife Fund as much as I can. They're going to have two fundraising banquets coming up. The Spartanburg Association Wildlife Banquet on Friday, May the 5th, and then the Fort Mill Wildlife Banquet on Thursday, May the 11th. And like any banquet, you know, these are silent auctions, you know, good meal. And it all benefits South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. Harry Hampton Wildlife Fund funds things that DNR can't do through their normal budget because of they just don't have enough money to do it. And so I encourage you to get out to either one of these fundraising banquets. If you have any questions, you can go on to the Harry Hampton Memorial Wildlife Fund, click under events, and it's list three, the Palmetto Sportsman Classic, which was back in March, and then these two fundraising banquets, one here in Spartanburg and one in Fort Mill. So hope you can get out and make one of those. Let's see what's coming up here. We got a fan of youth fishing rodeos. What's today? April the 29th. On May the 6th, if you want to take your kid fishing for free, where they will be assured of catching something, you have your choice. Charlestown Landing in Charleston, South Carolina, Lake Thickety in Cherokee, Cross State Park in Spartanburg, Star Fort Pond in Greenwood. Marlboro County Fishing Rodeos in Marlboro County. You can go to the Cohen Campbell Fish Hatchery in Lexington, Burton Wells Park in Beaufort, and the Chopey Recreation Center in Georgetown. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know, like 7 or 8. Kids fishing rodeos. Now this, adults, you cannot fish. You can help, which means like, helping cast maybe, but you're not reeling in fish. You can help take fish off the hook. You can help bait hooks, but the kids got to be one of the fishing. That's the beauty of these fishing rodeos. It's for the kids. DNR brings in probably most of these will be, blue catfish, stocked ponds. And, you know, you go to one of these things and you start hearing the kids yelling, I got one. And then you're taking pictures and some kids want to touch it. Some kids don't want to touch it. Great opportunity. All those are on May the 6th. There's another round coming up May 13th, more on May the 20th, and some in June. If you want more information on these events and to register, go to www.dnr.sc.gov/aquatic, A-Q-U-A-T-I-C, ed. And you can find out more information on these and other events that DNR's got going on in their education department. Couple of things from the, well, I'll give you one. Mountain Lake Sportsman's Dinner. This is National Wild Turkey Federation on May the 14th at 6 o'clock. It's going to be Pickens County Recreation Center. That's 545 Sangamo Road in Pickens. Your contact is Yancey Anders. More information on these, go to National Wild Turkey Federation, find events near you, And there's a veritable list on. There's more coming up. We'll have a few more of those later on. From Green Pond Landing and Event Center in Anderson County, we've got Saturday, June the 3rd, the Saluda River Rally, sponsored by Eno Green Power North America, Inc. And it's a self-guided kayak tour of Saluda River, launching from the MJ Dolly Cooper Park in Powdersville in the Piedmont Dam or the Timmerman Jr. Kayak Launch Facility in Pelzer. It's a 9 or a 15-mile paddle, including shuttle service. And there's more to come. Matt Shell with Anderson County, he's real excited because this is his thing every year. He is going to be on with me a little bit later on in the year, probably middle of May or so, to talk about, because there's a lot of new things this year that haven't happened before. And I'm not going to spoil them by telling you what they are, but it's the Saluda River Rally coming up on June the 3rd. If you don't have plans and you want to go have a fun time just rolling down the river in your kayak or canoe, then this is for you. So stay tuned. We're going to have more on that a little bit later on, like I said, in May. From the Department of Natural Resources, and I've been piling these things up because I haven't had much time to get to them. So we're going to get to them today. If you want to shoot hogs, coyotes, or armadillos at night, with or without the aid of bait, electronic calls, artificial lights, and night vision devices, using any legal firearm, bow, or crossbow, you need to let DNR know you're going to do it. This goes into effect the last day of February to July the 1st. You need to let them know 48 hours in advance that you're going to be out night hunting. You need to give them just one time. You don't have to do it every time you're going to hunt, but once for the season. Where your property is, names, you know, license numbers of people participating in the hunt must be available for registration. Applicants will also be asked to provide information regarding the location of the property, including road names and numbers that border the property. All this is to keep people from, hey, somebody is over here in a small war on the neighbor's property, and when they call it in, they can say, well, they are night hunting for things that will eat your cats and dogs and deer and turkeys and everything else. Or we'll plow up your field like if you've ever been in a pig field where they've been in there, it looks like it's been in there with a turn plow. So anyway, that's just a one-time thing. But do let DNR know you're going to be out there night hunting. That way they don't get an officer out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to come out and check and see why you're shooting coyotes and didn't let anybody know. From March 28th, a new barrier-free fishing pier completed at Cross State Park's Lake Craig near Spartanburg. And we just talked about Cross State Park with a local hiker. It's difficult for folks to find a place to fish. They don't have a boat, which is true, said Ross Self, South Carolina DNR Fisheries, Freshwater Fisheries Chief. We're always looking for more shore-based fishing access, and now there's this wonderful new fishing pier at Lake Craig that is accessible to everyone, including mobility-impaired folks and people in wheelchairs. This is also a great example of cooperation between industry and state agencies like DNR and state parks. Funding for the new 110-foot fishing pier in Spartanburg County was provided by a $75,000 grant from the Duke Energy Foundation's Water Resources Fund and a $50,000 grant from the Spartanburg County Water Recreation Fund, which is derived from the excise tax on motorboat fuels and can only be used to enhance recreation on the state's waters. Ribbon cutting was held on March 23rd. This is what Duke Energy's Water Resources Fund is all about, said Amanda Dow of the Duke Energy Foundation. We're happy to be a partner, and we want everyone to have better access to natural resources like this beautiful lake. It's a pretty cool thing for Duke Power, the Duke Foundation. They do a lot. I can remember back in the 80s and 90s doing some stuff with them over in York County. But anyway, so if you're in Spartanburg or around and you want to go fishing, you now have a new place to go. And that's always good. Access is always a problem. Somebody, one of my buddies was asking me the other day if I was going to a certain convention, and I didn't even have it on my thing. But one of the big topics in there is access for hunters. We're always battling access. So there you go. Good place to go fishing. And I encourage you to go fishing right now. Man, it is just go early. If you don't like the heat, go late. But there are the brim will be on the bed here shortly. And they're just a ball to catch. This is more for the low country. But it's also something that's we've been waiting on for a while because of Hurricane Matthew kind of came in right before it opened up and kind of washed it all out. But the Twin Pines Rifle Range is open to the public. This was as of April the 10th. The new state-of-the-art range includes 18 pistol bays on a 25-yard range, 16 rifle bays on a 100-yard range with earth and safety berms on all sides. The new range is a joint project involving the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, the United States Forest Service, the National Rifle Association, and Charleston County Government. It'll be staffed full-time during operational hours by a DNR employee. The long-awaited project faced some construction delays and setbacks. It was set to open in October of 2015, when heavy rains from Hurricane Matthew caused extensive damage to the freshly built safety berms. Local hunters and shooters have eagerly awaited the opening of the facility, which was built using funds from the federal Pittman-Robertson Act Wildlife Restoration Fund earmarked for purpose of providing more public shooting opportunities. Funding from the state, the U.S. Forest Service, and the National Rifle Association were used to match the Wildlife Restoration Act funding, which is administered by DNR. The project was scheduled to open on October 16, but was dealt another serious setback when heavy rains from Hurricane Matthew washed out nearly constructed safety berm. So Matthew really did a job on us. But it's open, and from what I understand, it's a really nice facility, you know, covered and all. And remember, when you go to a shooting range like this, one thing you do not want to forget. Now, you don't want to leave your rifle. You don't want to leave your ammunition. Hearing protection. You don't have, you know, it's something that not a lot of people talk about, but it's something in shooting that you must have, especially on a DNR range. I think they require it. Don't forget your earmuffs, earplugs. You want to protect your hearing, that's for certain. Oh, wow. Got a little bit more than 30 seconds here to go in this segment. I want to, the next segment we're doing, is actually a recorded segment I did with Major Ryan Madrid from the South Carolina Air National Guard a couple of weeks ago. His schedule was such we had to fit it in, but there's some popping in there. So please excuse the ghost in the machine that we could not figure out how that got in there. And we just didn't have time enough to record another session. So hang on through the break. The South Carolina Guard Expo is coming up on Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I'm continually amazed at the things I get to do having this radio show. You could call it a job if you want to. It's really a lot of fun. And I'm all the time trying to get kids to look up, you know, get the phone out of the way, look up, see what's going on around you. And let me tell you what, May 6th and 7th, there is going to be plenty to look up at the South Carolina Guard Expo, McIntyre Air National Guard, Eastover, South Carolina. And today we're talking to Major Ryan Madrid. Major Madrid, thank you for being a part of Woods and Water, South Carolina. And before we get started, I want you to know you have this show's 100% support for you and your military brothers down there at McIntyre.
Oh, that's great. And thank you for having us on. I really appreciate all the support.
Yes, sir. You guys got a big weekend going. We're going to get to that. But first, tell us just take a minute and just tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm an Air Force brat. My dad was in for 32 years. I've moved over 20 times. And, you know, I joined the Guard because I got tired of moving so much. So, finally set roots here in South Carolina, close to the family, and I've been loving it since, moved here in 07. So been loving it ever since.
Great. Hey, South Carolina is a great place to live, and you found a family there in McIntyre. And I want people to understand that these are civilians during the week and, you know, put on their uniform for the weekend. These are everyday guys. I had dinner with three or four of you a couple of years. I can't remember any of their names, but they were all F-16 pilots from down there, down on Lake Murray. One day we were fishing. And, you know, just to sit across the table and talk to you, you'd never know until one of them pulls out and says, yeah, I got like 2,400 hours in the air, and I'm, you know, floored. You guys have a great job, but we appreciate you. McIntyre, do you have a moment just to give us a history of the Air National Guard and McIntyre specifically?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we've been around since 1946. We originally started as Congaree Air Base and then McIntyre Air National Guard Base, and now we're McIntyre Joint National Guard Base. And we've flown single seat, single engine fighters since the onset. You know, we sit, some folks may not know, but we sit a aerospace control alert mission. That's a 24/7, 365. And, you know, go take care of anything that we may need to. You know, in the past decade or so, we've really been treated a little bit more like an active component as far as our deployment cycles go and whatnot. We've about every 18 months we find ourselves overseas. We've done everything from Desert Storm to OIF to OEF to Northern Watch, Southern Watch. Most recent couple things we've done, we've been to Jordan and Korea for theater security packages. And, you know, we're flying the latest and greatest F-16s. They're Block 52s. We kind of pride ourselves on having the suppression of enemy air defense role. And most folks may not pride, that's a nice big acronym for them, but what that really means is we go out there and we interact with the surface-to-air missile systems that are trying to impede our progress. And we basically we can see them on our scopes, and we can shoot back at them, and we can locate them, and we can drop bombs on them, and basically keep them off of the rest of our strikers and other folks that are supporting the overall campaign.
And how many hours do you have, if you don't mind asking?
I think I've got about 1,800 hours at this point.
Boy. It just made a lot of guys really mad to have your job. I have sat in an F-16. I think it was 1984 down at Shaw Air Force Base. And I sat in that seat, kind of reclined back a little bit, out on the nose of that airplane, looking around. I said, this has got to be the best view in the world.
I'll tell you, it really is great. And, you know, being in the Guard, it's pretty awesome. We get to fly from the minute you show up until, you know, call it 20, 30 years later, we're still flying the same jet. And, you know, we get to know everybody, and it really is a family out here, which is probably the best part about working out here.
Yeah, if you take a look at their website, the Air National Guard website, you know, they'll post, like, Sunday morning services, what's for meals on the weekends and all. So it is. It's like a you guys get together and have fun for a couple of days every week and still get to fly some really cool airplanes.
Oh, absolutely.
But I want to expand just a minute, because it's not totally about air suppression, because the Guard does a lot of other things, from hurricane relief. And I know they flew when Pinnacle Mountain Fire was burning up here. We had some National Guard helicopters over here. So the National Guard across South Carolina, yes, they are a force to be reckoned with for the military, but they're also there to support the civilians of the state too.
Oh, absolutely. And we, I'm one of the group of about 15 of us that comprise the air branch should we be activated by the governor. So we go set up over at the Emergency Management Division, and we coordinate all the air efforts, whether that be Coast Guard, Civil Air Patrol, you know, some of our own assets throughout the Guard. And we just basically take all those air tasking requests, and we resource them, and, you know, make sure we get people the support that they need for search and rescue operations and logistics.
And that's something not a lot of people know about, but I want everybody to know that they are here for the citizens of South Carolina in emergencies. Well, you got a big thing, the South Carolina Guard Air and Ground Expo, the first one since 2009, I believe, was the last air show you guys had.
That's right.
It, and I understand it's going to be so much bigger and so much better than that one that I might have to cancel everything I've got that weekend and just spend 4 or 5 days in Columbia.
It'd be a good idea.
It'd be a great idea. Tell us, you are the man who knows the expo inside and out. Take us through from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, perfect. So the number one thing that we're doing different than last time is we've got a STEM day that we're doing on our rehearsal day. So that's Friday the 5th of May, and we've currently got over 5,000 kids signed up from across the state. That's from the low country all the way to the upstate. They're coming out here. We've got interactive standards-based learning objectives that they're going to cover, anything from how does – you know, IR theory work with a sniper pod to, and that's our targeting pod, sorry. And all the way up through what makes a contrail, what makes a sonic boom. Boeing's bringing out a 3D printer that we can display to the kids. We've got guys explaining what an arty shell, you know, all the components that go into calculating how you get a 105 round from point A to point B right the first time. You know, so we have a ton of different pieces on there, and honestly, the kids, they get the best of it because they don't have to fight crowds. They get to watch the rehearsal in its entirety, and it's going to be an all-around great time. So that's the biggest, most exciting thing that I could say is getting to interact with these kids that are coming out and mentor some of them. And, you know, we got a couple other unique pieces. We've got big-time support from law enforcement from across the state. They're coming out. They're doing things like radar theory. Like, you know, why does a radar gun work on cars? You know, all the way through firefighters. You know, how do you use IR theory to assess whether there's a living person, a heat signature inside a building without having to risk your lives to go into that building? So there's a lot of really unique pieces that we may not see every day that they're going to come out and highlight for us, which will be informative, and it'll be, you know, stuff you actually care about.
Boy, some days it is great to be a kid, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, they're going to love it. And, you know, here's the other piece that we want to push. You know, we're doing this Vietnam commemoration as well. So we want to extend an invite to any Vietnam veterans to come out on that rehearsal day as well and take first look at this thing. And, you know, we're preparing a bunch of food for those guys, and we would certainly love to have the opportunity to get to meet them, thank them for their service, and have them to come take first look at the rehearsal there for the expo.
And that's the Angels and Heroes part of this?
That's absolutely correct. So Angels and Heroes have been great. They've been with us for over a year putting this thing together. So just fantastic people taking, you know, time out of their day to help us out. And really what that looks like is they've been the ones doing the grunt work, which is going out and acquiring funding and figuring out, you know, getting the produce and getting the hotel rooms and the rental cars and all the things that people don't see that you have to do to put one of these events on.
Absolutely. There's for every one of these events, and you see you're as a pilot sitting up there, you've got a support crew that's supporting you, and an event like this has a support crew that's exponential in consideration of that.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without them, and you know, we definitely appreciate everything they've done for us.
STEM Days for the kids and for the Vietnam veterans, the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. Saturday morning is when it gets rolling for everybody that wants to come. And I want to say up front, this is a free event. Parking, air show, whatever. It's a free event.
You're 100% correct. Free is the name of the game. I mean, that includes everything up to the jumpy houses for the kids. So here's what I'd tell people that are coming, and I hope it's everybody throughout the state. 9 o'clock is when the event gates open up. We'll have static displays for a couple of hours, so you'll be able to go up and interact with the people that actually operate those airplanes. You'll get to talk to them before we make a whole bunch of noise. And then we'll kick it off. And you're talking, we've got over 4 hours of flying acts, everything from military jet fighter demonstrations. We've got two F-18 demonstrations, one coming from Canada, one from the Navy. We've got the F-22 coming from the Air Force coming down here. We've got the Aeroshell team. We've got the USASOC Black Daggers parachute team. I mean, there are so many folks that we're actually having to trim the lineup a little bit. We don't have time to fit them all in.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. I mean, we got everything from monster trucks to Cobras and Hueys, and it's going to be a great time. So I expect the flying to start off around 11 o'clock, and we'll do that shortly after we recognize all of our fallen members and we do the invocation there. You can expect a whole variety of different political figures to open our events. But what that's going to look like is pretty fantastic. Our friends up at Fort Jackson have loaned us their three howitzers. And we're going to kick this thing off with a 21-gun salute and a flyby to thank all of our members that have served and those that haven't coming back. So that's going to be a pretty good kickoff,
yep.
And then we'll do 4 hours of flying after that, and we'll top that off with our combined arms demonstration, which if you weren't here in 2009, you need to be here this time, because if you've never seen a dozen tanks assault a crowd before, it's pretty eye-watering. We've got four Abrams tanks, we've got four Bradley tanks, we've got three Paladins, we've got a land bridge, which is a giant bridge that's on a tank chassis.
Okay,
it's coming out here, and we've got over 30 grand in pyro. And I'll tell you, you can't see it, you can feel it. It's fantastic. So if you don't have anything better to do, we definitely want you to come out here and watch that. Man, we've got six F-16s that'll be taking part of that. You'll see everything from a dogfight to strafing runs and Apaches that are doing strafing runs. We'll hoist up one of our air crew, and it's fantastic. And we top that whole thing off with a wall of fire. that's about 1,500 feet long by 300 feet tall, and you can feel it.
You can feel the heat off of that, I'm sure.
It's like walking into a convection oven. It's awesome.
Well, I tell you, the way you explain it all, I mean, even if you have something to do that weekend, you need to cancel it and go to Columbia.
Absolutely. Skip it. Come join us.
Skip it and come join you. Now, you're having something after all the flying's done and the wall of fire is gone. You're actually continuing on Saturday evening with a couple of really cool things.
That's right. That's the true Welcome Home to Carolina commemorative concert. So Angels and Heroes is supporting the military department in the DOD commemoration of the 50-year anniversary of the Vietnam War. And what that means is they're putting on a multitude of events over this three-year window that is considered the beginning of the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And we're the second event in that series. So we chose a concert to bring us all together, mostly to spur on some camaraderie, so we get to spend a little more time with our Vietnam veterans and thank them for what they've been doing, and you know, really tell them that sorry for the way you were treated when you when you came home, and tell them that we know that wasn't right, and we appreciate everything you've done. And I'll be honest with you, it's been it's probably too little, too late to be in most cases, but you know, if you if you can be there, I certainly would appreciate the opportunity to come speak to you and thank you for your service. And we've got a great lineup of concert there. I've got four different acts that they'll be releasing those names there on Monday, so I apologize for that. But got a big rollout there on some other radio stations that will be chatting that up.
Okay.
And so with that, I mean, you can expect about 3:30. We're going to turn off the air show PA system. We'll do an about face, and we'll look at the concert, and we'll run that for another 4 hours, and we'll top that all off with some great music, and then set it all back up and do it again.
Man, I might have to be there all 5 days. I don't miss a chance. You know, my dad, when I was a kid, my dad had a J3 Cub. And I, you know, I was just so young, I don't remember much, but I flew sailplanes when I was in high school. Never pass up a chance to stop at the end of a runway somewhere and watch a plane take off or land. And as a kid growing up, I don't know if it was Shaw or McIntyre, whoever's running reconnaissance squadrons back in the 70s and early 80s had a flight line that went right across the farm in Chester. And as a kid, I can remember just, you know that you're sitting on the ground and you see it. And it's gone, and the sound gets there, and it's just a sensation you just don't forget. And that's why it's important to get these kids out, get them out from behind the technology for a couple of days, instill some patriotism in them, and where our history has been and all, and you guys are going to do a great job of it that weekend.
It's going to be hard not to be patriotic that weekend. It's with the amount of assets we're bringing in, with the people here on base are top notch, and you know, we'll bring you in, we'll treat you like family, and we're gonna have a great time. A couple other points we hadn't talked about, real
sure.
quick. This is gonna be one of the biggest food truck festivals in the state this year. So, you know, a lot of people will go to a food truck festival as their whole weekend anyhow.
Sure.
So, come on out here. You get a free concert. You get a free air show. You get free attendance to a food truck festival. Now, the food isn't free, but, you know, getting in here is. Come on out. We got really kind of got a trifecta going. And
very good.
It's going to be great. We got over 50 trucks signed up at this point. It's going to be awesome.
Wow. Well, look, people, it's and besides all that, you got tons of static displays. A-10 Thunderbolts, B-25 Mitchell, C-17s. I mean, not only will you see them flying, you'll be able to go up and look at them on the ground.
Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to have every piece of guard equipment that we operate out there, and we'll have the people that have used it in war that can tell you all about it. Like you said, we've got a bunch of other interesting folks coming out. You got pretty much one of every fighter jet that'll be here. The F-35 will be on the ramp.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. A couple other folks that'll be here.
All right.
The North Carolina Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association will be out here, and they're going to be bringing 6 helicopters with them, something you can put your kids in. You can operate the controls. And those guys have all served and are great Americans.
Very good. Well, people, it's May the 6th and 7th. May the 5th is a STEM day for kids only. 6th or 7th, 8 o'clock in the morning until probably 4:30 in the afternoon. Flying, lots of things to look at, patriotic things. I appreciate Ed Snyder setting you up for this. Major Ryan Madrid, you did a great job, and I appreciate you being part of Woods and Water South Carolina. Look forward to seeing you guys that weekend in Eastover, South Carolina.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thank you for bearing with me through that one. We don't know what happened. We recorded it here in the studio and started playing it back, and it was a lot worse than that. That has been run through a couple of filters that we just don't know what happened. I'm glad it wasn't live and it sounded like that, because it meant a lot worse. You couldn't have been able to understand him. Probably couldn't have understand him. But anyway, I hope you'll consider getting out and going down to that. It, again, if you want more information on that, it is the scguard.com/expo. That's the website, but you can Google South Carolina Guard Expo and it'll bring it up and give you all the information that you could possibly want to know about what's going on that day. I will have to fess up here. I didn't know this going in because I don't do these things for what I can get out of them. But they are having media days Wednesday and Thursday for us. And, looks like I get to go ride in an M1 Abrams tank and a Black Hawk helicopter. That's on Wednesday down at McIntyre when we have media day there. And then there's some other stuff going on at the Columbia Airport that I get to go do. So again, I don't ask people to come on this show for what I can get, but this is some pretty cool stuff to be able to do. And, I might go live. I tell you what, when I do the Black Hawk thing, I'll go live on Facebook with it so you can, I'm trying to think. It's probably been Jordan's 20. So it's probably been 15 years ago when Camden used to have their big air show. I believe it's the same helicopter group that's going to be here was there, and you could get a ride in a Huey. So I went, took Jordan. She was like 5 years old, and we strapped her into a Huey and went, and the doors were open. And as he's turning, you're kind of hanging on this one single lap belt, looking straight down at the ground, which is pretty cool, but I'm sure they're going to have us strapped into a Black Hawk a lot better than that. But it'll be cool. So, I'll do that. I'll stream that one live if anybody wants to tune into Facebook sometime Wednesday afternoon and see if I'm going on a Black Hawk helicopter ride. The weather looks great. I'll tell you right now, I think Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be like 80 degrees and not much of a breeze, you know, maybe 6 to 10 miles an hour, which keep you cooled off, but it's going to be a really cool thing to go do. And, yeehaw. Mom rode in a Sherman tank back in the early 40s, late 30s and early 40s. Now I get to M1 Abrams in the 2017s. Moving right along, alligator season. If you want to go get a lizard from the low country, that application deadline is June 15th. The applications go live Monday, May the 1st. Beginning May 1st, DNR will begin accepting online applications for the 2017 public alligator hunting season. dnr.sc.gov/wildlife/alligator/index.html. It is estimated that more than 100,000 alligators live from the Midlands to the coast of South Carolina, and population is not threatened by the regulated removal of a relatively small number of alligators. Last year, hunters took 394 alligators during the season. Average size, 9 feet long. It'll cost you $10 to apply, and $15 if you do the WMA alligator hunt, which is another option. It's a randomized computer drawing and based on preference points. So if this will be your first year to apply, you probably won't get drawn. I think it took me 3 years to get drawn. So it might take you a couple of years, but you build up those points and it'll be worth it. There is nothing quite, I don't know. There are a few things freakier than the eyes of an alligator at night with the light. It's this yellowy, orangey, yeah. The first time you see an alligator's eyes at night, it will. Speaking of which, eerie stuff, I slung my hammock at the farm the other night, and I was sitting there. It was probably, I don't know, 11 o'clock or whatever. And the wind's blowing, the, you know, crickets are chirping and the tree frogs are going on. This is totally random information. But something just out of the blue just started this screaming. It was my neighbor's donkey. But, buddy, let me tell you what, on a pitch black night when a donkey starts going off, that's a freaky thing, too. So, anyway, if you want to get out on the alligator hunts, application is available Monday, and the registration deadline is June 15th. And we got 2 minutes to go. And it always catches me in the middle because I don't have any minute information here. I guess I do. I'll fill in for like 15 seconds here. New Mexico, I like this. I like this a lot. I think this would be a good suggestion to the South Carolina legislature. New Mexico makes poaching a felony. New Mexico is sick and tired of poaching within its borders. As a result, it just upped the consequences for anyone caught illegally taking big game there. Governor Susana Martinez signed the legislation into effect last week, elevating the wasting of game from a misdemeanor to a felony. Those convicted of poaching an elk, antelope, bighorn sheep, deer, ibex, oryx, or barberry sheep without a license or out of season will face a maximum sentence of 18 months in jail and fine of $5,000. Now, realize as a felon, you cannot hunt with a firearm. I like it. I think poaching is, you know, yeah, some of my friends out there going, uh-oh. I never have done it, trust me. But I have some friends that do. They're kind of renegades. The statute of limitations has also been extended from 2 to 5 years, and out-of-state suspects will now face extradition. Good job, New Mexico. Shoot, we haven't done one in a long time. Let me see if I can find a Chuck Norris here. In my mind, on his birthday, Chuck Norris randomly selects one lucky child to be thrown into the sun. Go figure. Hey, I've enjoyed it. Hope you have too. Have a great week. As always, make time to get out there. Take the back roads when you can. Don't forget that camera. I got bass fishing. Next week, I'm going striper fishing and saltwater fishing. I'll be able to give you a statewide fishing report next week. Have a good one.